Now, so far, we have assumed that this is what happens when we increase the physical capital per worker while holding the other two components of the production function, namely technology and human capital, fixed. But what if this is not the case? Suppose the accountant obtains the second and more powerful computer at a cost of $2,000 and at the same time completes a new training in using computers more effectively in her work. Her productivity would probably be considered larger than $2,500, perhaps as large as $3,000.